Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Saturday, the 24th of October. Hope you're all having a wonderful day. Sorry, things are moving around a bit for those of you that are watching watching the show live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. I'm not in my usual setup today. In the news today, we'll be talking about rugby, both in Europe and also down here in New Zealand. We'll have a chat about the America's Cup. There's been controversy at the Giro d'Italia, we've got the Vuelta Espana also going ahead. There's also golf tournaments for Lydia Ko and Danny Lee, as well as news from squash. So let's get straight onto it and talk about the America's Cup. Now, for the America's Cup, they have.
Hey guys, Luke here. I'm here to tell you about the Meadow Maker's Green Homeburger Challenge. Oh, yeah. You could win New Zealand's biggest.
Sorry about that, folks. Talking about A, B, C.
We need to rewrite what it means to be a man.
Join Mac Chisholm as he
attempts to stop these videos from playing.
We're all talking and sharing. It's just normal, isn't it? Men helping men be better men, but seeking the right help and talking to the right people.
Sorry about that, folks. There are on America's Cup. There are a number of courses that had been laid out. Courses A, B, and C were close to the shore so that the public could watch the actual races, but they can't be used for the entirety of the tournament, and also practice on it was limited as well, and that was challenged by the challengers, taken to arbitration, and the decided that actually those courses could not be used at all, and wiped those courses out. There is no grounds for appeal, so the only way that this can be changed is if the challengers and Team New Zealand agree to their re-inclusion in the tournament. So we'll have to see how that progresses. Team New Zealand saying that this was agreed back in February. Luna Rosa saying they didn't know about it until September. We'll have to wait and see the outcome of that one. But Team New Zealand has said they will move heaven and earth to try and get the two courses back into play. It has led to lots of public statements from particularly the Team New Zealand side around this one. Over in the Gulf and at the LPGA Drive On Championship, Lydia Ko is out on the course at the moment, currently on the through the second hole on round two, and she is tied 24th at the moment. So, I'm at two under par. The leader, Ali McDonald, is 10 under par currently and has finished her second round. So, some ground there for Lydia Ko to catch up, but she has still got 16 holes to do so. Over in the PGA, and Danny Lee is down in tied 59th after the opening round of the Zozo Championship. He the leader is Harris English at 9 under par. So Danny Lee at evens is 9 shots off the lead in that one. We'll keep track on how they both go coming over the rest of their tournaments. At that Zozo Championship, Rory McIlroy had a bit of a shocker, finishing at 1 over par, and didn't help himself by snapping one of his clubs in frustration as well. So yes, not a good day for Rory McIlroy in that one. Over in the Grand Prix, in Formula One, and it's Portuguese Grand Prix weekend. But practice had to be cut short after Max Verstappen and Lance Stoll had a crash. They decided after the it had been reviewed that neither right driver was wholly or predominantly at fault. So no punishment for those in that one. Yes, but clearly the drivers need to, if they're going to, it's a lot of work now for the mechanics to get those two drivers ready for qualifying and also the race. In rugby, over in the UK, it is the Premiership final this weekend as Exeter Chiefs take on Wasps. It was unknown as to which whether Wasps would make the final due to COVID issues and having the number of positive tests that they have had. In the end, they are going to take the pitch, and Bristol aren't going to be substituted as instead, but they're going to do so without four of their players, all in the forwards. Brad Shields is missing, as are props Kieran Brooks and Simon McIntyre and hooky Alf Barbary. Fekitoa is also out with a groin injury as well. So it's going to be a tough one for Wasps in that one is coming up. Over here, Otago had a dominant win over Northland last night in the Minor 10 Cup, winning that one 30-7. They went out to a 13-0 lead despite missing three kicks in that first half. Kicking improved in the second, they made all their kicks. It was already 23-0 by the time that Northland managed to get themselves on the board on the hour mark. So, yeah, very good performance there by Otago in the Minor 10 Cup. Don't forget that today we have the first of the semi-finals in the Farah-Palmer Cup as Canterbury host Auckland at 4:35. And then tomorrow on Sunday, we'll have Waikato versus Manawatu in the second semi-final for the Farah-Palmer Cup. I will be at the Bay of Plenty game today against Canterbury in the Minor 10 Cup, and Stephen will be at North Harbour versus Auckland this evening. So do keep an eye on the New Zealand Sports Radio Facebook page for coverage of those games and also our post-match interviews. Over in the cycling, at the Giro d'Italia, there was a rider protest. After a bridge had collapsed, the stage 19 was extended by another 5 kilometers, that took it out to 258 kilometers. It was going to be a wet and cold day as well, and the riders protested at such a long stage in the third week of the race. A compromise was reached. They rolled out and got in their coaches, and in the end, it was shortened to 124 kilometers in that one. Primoz Roglic survived it unscathed and stayed in the lead of that one. Wrong race. Primoz Roglic is at the Vuelta a España. Sorry, spin over to the the correct stage. And Josfrey Cerny of CCC won at stage 19, the favourites, it stayed at the same. Wilco Kelderman is 12 seconds ahead of his teammate Jai Hindley, with Teo Gegenhardt at 15 seconds in the third. Over in the Vuelta a España, Primoz Roglic survived a nervous day. A windy stage, but in the end, all finished together. I don't think anyone lost any particular time. This one had to change because both the Tour de France and the Giro d'Italia have had to change some stages because they're not able to go into France as part of them due to COVID. Obviously stages to cope with that. Moving on back to rugby again. Alwyn Jones will equal Richard McCaw's world record of most test caps this weekend when Wales take on France in Paris. It'll be his 148th test, which includes 9 for the British and Irish Lions. So congratulations to Alwyn Jones. Clearly, he'll be overtaking Richie McCaw during the Six Nations game next weekend, assuming that A, he has an injury, and B, COVID allows those games to go ahead. Also, Julian Sevilla has signed for the Hurricanes for next season. He came in as a late replacement for the Hurricanes after they lost Van Wyk, I think it was to injury, Lam went overseas. He has returned for the Hurricanes. So congratulations to him for his on his new signing. And you have up to speed with all of the important sports news this morning. Have a fantastic weekend, folks. Say some good rugby coming up. Don't forget to keep an eye on our Facebook page. So Stephen will be at the Battle of the Bridge, and I will be at Bay of Plenty today. So, the soon kicking off with Scotland versus Georgia, I believe. So I'm about to go watch that game over my breakfast. So have a wonderful weekend, folks, and catch you all tomorrow at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.